Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Ready for the bracket?
First, don't you have to do anything?
First, you got to do a read first. Okay, here we go. Spring training isn't just for baseball players. It's time for you to get back into shape with NJ Diet. It only takes 40 days to lose 20 to 40 plus pounds. NJ Diet's guaranteed program starts with bioenergetically personalized supplements based on your saliva, hair, and blood work. NJ Diet then uses DNA testing to create your ideal diet plan and workout regimen to help you keep it off for the rest of your life. Not sure if you can do it alone? Well, NJ Diet is with you every step of the way. You're fully monitored by their certified staff to make sure you are burning fat and not just losing water. You'll also have access to the doctor's personal email and phone number. NJ Diet, committed to keeping the weight off. With multiple offices in the tri-state area, they've expanded now to Staten Island as well as Rocky Hill and Shelton, Connecticut. Take the 40-day challenge. It can last a lifetime. Visit NJDiet.com. Call 855-5NJ-DIET. Go to njdiet.com and lose the weight for good.
It's half strategy and then half how do you feel.
Yeah, I have no strategy.
You have no strategy?
Not really.
So how'd you fill it out? Would you just pick random names?
I just go game to game.
So, well, how do you want to do it? You want to give us the Final Four? Do you want to go Sweet 16, Elite Eight,
Final
Four?
Whatever you want to do. I'm with you. Whatever. It's all good.
Let's cut the BS out. Go right to the Elite Eight. Give me the Elite Eight. Yeah, give me the two teams in the East, West, South, and Midwest. Go ahead.
I have Duke, Michigan State, so I went chalk in the East.
All right.
In the West, I went Florida State, Michigan.
Okay.
So I did not go chalk there. In the South, I went Virginia, Tennessee. So I guess I went chalk there. And this one was a little off kilter because I got Auburn and Kentucky, a little SEC matchup.
I like that.
In the Elite Eight.
I went... with you with the chalk in the East, Duke, Michigan State.
Right.
But I have Michigan State beating Duke, which I'll get to.
Okay.
I went a little unchalky in the West. Florida State, Buffalo.
Wow.
Big run from Buffalo.
Okay.
All right? In the South, I went all chalk, Virginia, Tennessee.
Right.
And in the Midwest, North Carolina, Houston.
Okay.
Which isn't real. I mean, there are three seeds, so it's not nuts.
No. I mean, it's not Phi Slamma Jamma, but I understand.
They did have a hell of a year, though.
No, they did.
Give me your Final Four now.
Well, I went Duke, Michigan on the one side, and I went Virginia, Kentucky on the other side, and I got Duke beating Kentucky for the championship. I mean, I just can't see how Duke's losing. I just don't see it.
Yeah, I mean, the thing I wrestle with is if I pick Duke, and of course, they're the most talented team in the country.
Yeah, but a million people are going to pick Duke.
Everybody's going to.
But it's going to come down to probably the other games.
So I went all in and have them getting knocked out by Michigan State. And a couple of things about the Spartans of Michigan State. First of all,
you got them winning Michigan State?
I've got them beating Duke to get to the Final Four.
Okay.
The thing about Michigan State is ever since they lost that 2015 game, which was 3-4 years ago,
they have not
had that big run that we used to.
Yeah.
So to quote you, they're Duke.
Okay.
They are. They just won the Big Ten championship.
They were in the Final Four the year we were in Indianapolis, the year that Duke wound up beating Wisconsin when Kentucky was undefeated and lost to Wisconsin.
That was a half a decade ago.
Right. Right. Well, it was like not that long.
Well, for them it is.
I guess so.
They've lost in the first round and the second round, I think, in back-to-back
years.
Right. And I love Florida State. That's one of my big surprises because they had a great run last year.
Yep.
And they did that as, what, an 8 seed or a 9 seed?
Yep.
They have been battle-tested all year.
They got to the ACC final.
They did, and finally bowed out to a Duke team, but they beat Virginia along the way. And even during the regular season and losing to Duke and losing to North Carolina and losing to Virginia during the regular season, they have been so battle-tested all year. They went on a run a year ago. This year they go farther. So I got Florida State, Michigan State, with Florida State beating them to get to the national championship.
Wow.
Going all the way with this. And then Virginia, North Carolina, which is incredibly chalky.
Right.
And I'm buying into the storyline.
Okay, so you got Virginia winning it all?
Virginia, Florida State. Not the matchup everybody
wants.
Not the
ACC matchup that you want.
Right.
But still ACC all the way.
The other all-ACC matchup. And I'm buying Virginia to write the story of going from the team that lost to the 16 seed a year later, cutting the nets down and winning a national championship.
1984, the last time they were in the Final Four.
Let's go.
Virginia, so I'm just throwing it out there.
Yeah, a little history. Virginia, Florida State. And what do you have again? Duke against who?
Kentucky. I'm going with the two,
story
two
programs.
Thoroughbreds there. 13 national championships between them. There you go.
I think CBS prefers your bracket.
Oh, I'm sure they love that.
They would love that.
Calipari against Krzyzewski? Come on.
Yeah, that's pretty damn sexy.
Yep.
That is sexy. So we'll see. Those are our brackets. What I would advise everybody is don't go bet them because we're probably going to rip them up by tomorrow.
Now, you know what? That's a great, great chance that that happens.
I have Belmont, by the way, making a big run.
Do you?
Yeah.
I don't really have anybody that's like really out of the norm making a big run. I'm just trying to see who I have out of the norm making a big run. Auburn. I mentioned Auburn.
Yeah, Auburn's pretty good.
Yeah, and the other one I got making a big run is actually Wisconsin. And I got Wisconsin going to the Sweet 16.
Yeah.
I got them beating everybody loves Oregon, so I went with Wisconsin. And then I got everybody loves Irvine, so I went with Kansas State. Then I got Wisconsin beating Kansas.
By the way, I had my wife fill out a bracket, and she's done very well over the years. She had a big one. She has UC Irvine in the Final Four, which I was like, I like that.
Well, let me tell you right now. We would have had my wife fill the bracket out. The problem is that we went to the website yesterday to have to do this. And, come
on. Confusing?
I mean, I would have had a better, reading Sanskrit would have been easier. I mean,
it is a little difficult.
So I had to. That's bogus. You got to. You got to put a password in. You got to create a thing. I'm like, what? So I had to text Ernie. I had Terry email Ernie, and I'm like, Ernie, what is this nonsense? I use a little different words than that. And then Ernie just said, well, you know what? Come in today, and Bogan will put it in for you. So I actually gave it to Mercadante.
There you go.
So Terry doesn't have one because of that.
I understand.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.